For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
As the 1-0 on the way, Schwarber hits it high and deep, and my goodness, he's done it again. Another home run for Kyle Schwarber. His 13th leadoff home run this season to match a big league record. And his second in as many days. It's 1-0 Phillies.
He did it again. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. We're live today from the Chesapeake Inn. Hugh Douglas, a leadoff home run yesterday. The Phillies beat the Blue Jays, but Schwarber does it again. Four home runs in 2 days in Toronto. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, man, and played pretty good in the outfield yesterday. Made a huge catch in the outfield yesterday. Schwarber was on fire yesterday. Schwarber.
He was, and the Phillies behind that home run and Christopher Sanchez. So in the beginning of that game yesterday, a little up and down first couple of innings, but he settled down. He pitched well again. Christopher Sanchez has been the most under-the-radar, ho-hum, really good Philly season.
He ain't been great on the road. That has been the thing that has people a little worried about him.
But yesterday
he has been great. Yeah. Started out a little rocky, though, but yeah.
I really like Christopher Sanchez, and I think he's been the most pleasant surprise of this season, a big part of the reason the Phillies are where they are right now, and a chance to clinch soon here. So the Phillies' magic number update after yesterday. To make the playoffs, the number is 15. To clinch the NL East, the number is 17. To clinch a top two seed and a first-round bye, that is 20. Now, this number wasn't chopped much this week because the Braves keep winning. The Mets are right behind the Braves. They've won seven in a row, so it's still at 17. Phillies now down in Miami for four starting tonight. But, Hugh, yesterday wasn't just about a win. It was another injury issue for Bryce Harper. So Bryce Harper had to come out of the game because he was hit on the left elbow. Now, the right elbow is the one that's giving him trouble. That's the one that's injured or hurt or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's the one he winced the other night. Now, the left elbow.
Yeah, he took one, too. Boy, that was crazy.
When that first happened, I was like,
shouldn't have been out there.
Well, if he was on the IL, yeah, it'd be different. Topper after the game. Here's Topper on Harper and what happened and where they're at with Bryce.
He's fine. So it was like a precautionary thing, or could he not continue to play, I guess?
It was stiffening up, so it was more precautionary.
Okay.
I mean, I think he could have continued on if we really had to.
Did that make you feel better? He could have played if you had him playing.
Well, yeah, that makes me feel better. Obviously, there's nothing broken. There's not a broken bone there. But it's
little,
just...
You said he was a little discomfort.
It's stiffened up,
stiffened up.
I get that.
How about that D, baby?
That's different. But, yeah, I understand what they're saying, and I'm glad they got him out of the game. The reality is, though, doesn't it feel like every day we're watching Bryce Harper limp around or get banged up?
Well, he's a little banged up. And he said something last night. I heard him in the postgame when he was talking about how he's not comfortable right now with the position at the end. Nothing's wrapped up.
Let's hear that. Bryce Harper after the game talking about why he's still fighting through this stuff.
Everybody goes through bumps and bruises during the season, and it's that time of year kind of. So obviously, we're not far enough, in this division to be able to take the days and do those kind of things. So maybe once we get there, hopefully we have a couple days.
So Bryce Harper's saying, Hugh, they're not far enough in this division for him to take time off.
It sounds valid.
I totally disagree.
You don't think so?
Seven up with 22 games to go.
And he's not comfortable. He's keeping his foot on the gas pedal.
And he's
banged up.
Falling apart out there.
Yeah, that's the part right there that kind of gets me.
They need to start. Doesn't it feel like he gets to make the decision on whether he plays or not?
Well, he's still out there.
Well, then I think they need to take the decision out of his hand. Bryce, you're sitting two of these days in Miami.
I think I heard Jack talking about that yesterday.
Take it out of his hand. So there was a quote from Bryce yesterday that caught my attention here. Quote, "I just don't know how good I'll feel if I take 1 or 2 days," Harper said. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'll feel the same if I do take 2 days off or anything like that. That's a conversation we've had before, but I just feel like I'm going to feel the exact same if I do take 2 or 3 days off and I come back. You know what the solution to this is? Take 10 days. Take an IL stint. Get ready for October. it feels to me like Bryce wants to be part of them clinching the division and wants to be out there to finish this, and then he'll take the time off. But I mean, isn't after the division clinch, aren't we then going to focus on the one or two seed? Like, when is he going to get the time off we're talking about?
Well, I think that he wants to be in the middle of it, Joe. And you know what? The tough thing to do is to have a player of his caliber, like, tell him what to do. You know what I mean? I remember it was a long time ago. Jerry Rice got banged up or something. I think he was with the Raiders. And it was a question of whether or not he should play, and he ended up playing through it. Like, certain guys, man, like, when they're just wired different.
Yeah.
And it's hard to try to tell them when to slow down. Like, it's some cats, when you say, hey, take a day off, they're like, okay. Like, not a problem. Some guys, as long as they're not bleeding or it's not – like, it's the difference between being hurt and injured. And I think for Bryce, he feels like it's more being hurt than being injured. And so that's what's kind of driving him. Like, hey, I got to fight through this. You know, I make the analogy every morning. Like, when you run, sometimes – You feel like it, and sometimes you don't. And
yep.
your body responds in a way where, you know, you might be your knees hurt or whatever, but you push through. And once you push through, you're fine. Maybe that's what he feels like right now. Maybe if he pushes through, he'll be fine.
Maybe. I go back to the Eagles a couple years ago when Jalen banged up his shoulder against the Bears. They were very cautious because they had a lead. They had a cushion in the NFCs. So they could be cautious and then get him ready for the postseason using a bye and all that. I need the Phillies to make sure he's ready.
Because mm-hmm.
Seeding is one. They're going to win the division. That's been obvious for a while. Seeding is great, and I'd rather the one or the two seed. And by the way, Milwaukee lost last night, so the Phillies now have a decent lead on the Milwaukee Brewers of 2.5 games. But I can't put seeding over Bryce Harper's availability to be his best in the postseason. That's something we'll keep our eye on. Well, they're in Miami tonight. What do you got, Kyle?
So honestly, I feel like if they don't do it, like they don't put him on the IL within the next few days, it's going to be too late. Like they can't do it. And the other thing about it is, if they do lock in the one or two seed, that gives them 5 days off. So you almost kind of get the best of both worlds if you do that. I don't know. The games are about to be too important for me to want to sit our best player. He's still got like a 900 OPS.
Well, the other question is, like, let's say they clinch a top two seed and the division with 5 days to go in the season, and then you said it, Kyle, the bye gives you five extra
yep.
days. Is like, would you feel comfortable if he doesn't play for 10 days and has to get his timing back in the playoffs?
Well, so 10, no. But, I mean, we're not going to have a choice if they have 5 days off.
I agree.
They can't play. You know what I mean? So I don't know what the solution is. I don't know if five more days is going to make it worse for him. But Harper's – we've seen this before with Harper. Like, he can kind of flip on a dime. Well, like, the power can cut. But 2022, remember how bad he was in September? Like,
he was
awful. Like, he wasn't even hitting doubles or anything. And then all of a sudden, he just went nuclear.
That's
the kind of player he is, the plate.
He hit the home run off of Gibson in St. Louis, and then away he went. He can, but the difference in 22, the elbow was obviously, he needed Tommy John, but it wasn't, like, hurting to swing. That was more he couldn't throw the baseball, and he had come back off the thumb injury where Blake Snell broke his thumb. This is, he's hurting right now. I want to get him some time off. I think the seeding stuff is secondary to time off for Bryce Harper. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Bruce, who's up on WIP. Hey, Bruce.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How's
hey,
everybody
Bruce.
Doing?
What's going on, Bruce?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man. Look. I definitely want to talk about the thing with Jana. But now that you're on this Phillies thing, you just really touched a nerve with me because of this whole situation with Bryce. I am just furious. You know, when he got hit by that ball yesterday, and you said it, he shouldn't have been in the game. It seems like he has control over his own destiny, over common sense. And I'm going to tell you, if we mess around and make the playoffs and he's still performing at subpar level because he can't hit home runs, we can focus back on this time when they had the chance to rest him and they're not taking control of the situation because he doesn't look the same. And I'm just, I'm happy about the Phillies, but I'm just ticked off about Bryce, this Bryce situation. I really am.
Well, they got to be careful here, Bruce. They really do because they, like you said it, they need him to be himself in October. Bruce, what are you feeling on Jalen, though? Give me something here.
Hey, man, look, I'm all in on Jalen. I'm all in. You know, one of the things that's really not talked about is that Jalen has received a lot of criticism. Some of it's warranted, but some of this other stuff that has come his way You know, he sits back and he takes this in, and this has been a thing of his whole career. He takes and he knows that people have doubts about him, but what he turns around and does, and that's the thing that I love about him, he takes it and he works on improvements in his game. So that's an intangible that we're going to see. We're going to see a very special Jalen because he has the weapons around him, and he's going to take us. I believe we can make it back to the Super Bowl and take it all, even despite the questions on the defense.
I like that. All right, Bruce, bold prediction. What's the Eagles' bold prediction?
All right, bold prediction. Okay, this is with A.J., Devontae, and
Saquon.
Oh boy.
Goddard, Saquon.
And Saquon. Yeah. I'm sorry. And Saquon. A.J., Devontae, and Saquon. They will have 3,500 all-purpose yards between all three of them.
3,500 all-purpose.
3,500, meaning that you have AJ and them, they'll have 2 1,000-yard seasons, and Saquon will have 1,500 yards in combined.
Those are good numbers. Bam, Bruce, they get those. They're flying here. Bruce, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. All right, we're going to check in with Elliot live from Brazil. We'll get to all your phone calls as well. Eagles bowl prediction, best one we hear today. Wins a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn where we're at today. Great atmosphere, great place. We're outside. Come on down, and you'll enjoy it here. $50 gift card on the line. Eagles bowl prediction and Jalen Hurts, confidence or skepticism as we enter the season on Hurts' standing as a big-time NFL quarterback. And we want to remind you guys that today's shows and all the shows on WIP today are dedicated to the memory of Hugh Thomas Douglas, the foundation in his name, HughTDouglas.org. Hugh, you were mentioning to me that it seemed like a lot of donations are coming in. I'm not surprised. When something like this, when there's something for people to be a community for at WIP, it always resonates. We had the Eagles Autism Foundation last week with
yes.
the Radiothon and raised a ton of money. And I'm hoping today, and I'm sure today, a lot of donations are going to go to your son's foundation.
Yeah, man, and I just looked at some of the numbers, man, because his Uncle Corey was just, you know, giving me the information. Thank you. Thank you for everybody that donated. It means a lot. I mean, I know you don't have to, but I appreciate the fact that you're doing it. We're trying to send some kids to school, man, and especially kids that are in alt finance. That's basically what he was going to school for. You know, I remember when he was growing up, he used to always like expensive stuff, and I used to tell him, I'm like, yo, dog, you need to get a good job because you have expensive tastes. So he was in alt finance, and he was doing really well. So that's what the money's going towards to help kids get into school for finance.
We're going to keep his legacy going. 215-592-9499 for HughTDouglas.org is how you go and donate to a great, great cause. All right, on this side, your phone calls here, 215-592-9499 for Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. You heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel any time. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We are live today from the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Incredible place. We're broadcast here doing the show until 2 o'clock. Come on down. Have some lunch. And we're giving away a $50 gift card here. ChesapeakeInn.com for details when you want to visit. $50 gift card today. Best answer we get to the boldest Eagles prediction. I mean, Hugh started us off with Bryce Huff breaking the all-time sacks record in a season in the NFL. And a lot
you said
of,
bold, brother.
Well, that's bold. I mean, it's just, you can't win the gift card. You realize that, right?
No, I can't.
You're ineligible.
But you know, I just felt like being frisky. It's football Thursday.
It does feel like a Friday, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. As a matter of fact, I was like, man, can't even get no drinks tonight because it's football. I got to go to work in the morning.
We
got a long weekend.
Woo,
we got a lot to do.
We do. So tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow we'll be doing our show as normal 10 to 2, and then pregame tomorrow night from the link, 6 to 8, leading into the game. And then, Hugh, we haven't even told the audience yet. We're working an extra day this week.
Yes, we are. We're working Saturday. Early Saturday morning after the game.
We'll be on
to talk about some football. We get a chance to process what we saw Friday night.
So we thought, as a station, it'd be kind of weird if the Eagles played a game and we weren't on to talk about it. Not just us, but, you know.
Everybody.
You know, on Saturday, because the game's Friday, and then we won't be back until Monday. So, eight to ten on Saturday, we'll be on live with Howard Eskin, by the way, because we're kind of invading Howard's show.
Yeah,
we're taking over
space.
Yeah, we're taking over Howard's show. He'll be with us 8 to 10 on Saturday morning, breaking down the game. And then I believe Spike and Ike are on from 10 to 1. So a lot going on this weekend as we get set for the start of the NFL season. All right, coming up in about 25 minutes, we're going to give our Super Bowl predictions for the season because this thing kicks off tonight, and we're going to create the Midday Show Super Bowl bubble. How many teams do the three of us actually think have a chance to win the Super Bowl? We'll find out that coming up in about 20 minutes. Elliot from Brazil and a few. First, though, the phones. Bam in Upper Darby. Hey, Bam. Bam.
Oh. You do. Bam, you get on Kyle's bad side.
I mean, come on.
Cody in West Philadelphia is definitely ready. What's up, Cody?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to preface this, right? We're talking about the Eagles' expectations of Jalen Hurts and the season overall. I'm personally, you know, I die and live for the Phillies, but I'm not a big Eagles guy. I grew up a Cowboys fan, and nowadays I'm just a depressed and lost football fan because that franchise is cooked.
So have you given up on the Cowboys?
Oh, years ago. I watch most games, but it's a hard watch, you know.
So are you
ain't too late to come on. We'll invite you.
Yeah,
you come on in, man.
It sounds like you're becoming an Eagles fan if you haven't admitted it to yourself yet. I mean, you're calling WIP. Bit. You're talking about Jalen Hurts. It's just come on in.
It's a good place to be. Dog.
I listen to a lot of WIP, but I feel uncomfortable joining the Eagles while they're good. Give me whenever they are bad in 10 years. I'll hop on. I don't want to be like a bandwagon fan or nothing like
you know
that.
What, you know what, dog? Let me tell you what we're going to do. Like, since I'm an Eagles Hall of Fame, you ain't got to tell nobody. Just we'll you know, get you a jersey, get you a T-shirt, and just be a quiet fan. You don't have to be out there rah-rahing and talking about how long you've been an Eagles fan. Just get you a T-shirt, man.
I kind of respect it that you're waiting, but I got to tell you, they're not bad very often, Cody. With Howie here, it's like, they, you know, once in a while there's a down year, but, like, you might be waiting a while for the
come
bad
on,
year.
Come on in, dog. Come on in.
Yeah. Well, my prediction for this year is Jalen Hurts is the NFC MVP. I think he's going to lead my fantasy dynasty team to glory over the next 4 years, and I'm very much looking forward to it. I think the Eagles are going to have a great year. I think the Cowboys are going to take a step back, and I think that Kellen Moore is going to be really, really great for the Eagles. I thought he was great for the Cowboys, and it's going to be an interesting season.
Well, it is. And he was – I thought he was good for them, too. And, Cody, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, Cody's basically an Eagles fan.
Yeah, he's coming around.
He hasn't admitted it yet.
He's just worried about what people are going to say about him. But, you know, people talk about people every day. You could just be one of the folks that get talked about all the time. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, life's way better if you don't worry what people are saying about you. Just don't worry about it. Do your thing. So there is an extreme amount of confidence we're hearing today, Hugh, about Jalen Hurts. I think we've only had – a couple people all day say there's some skepticism on him playing at a really high level this year. I'm excited to see how quickly he gets to whatever he's going to be this year. I think he's going to play well, and I think he's going to have a good season. The question is for me, how quickly can he do it in Kellen Moore's offense? Because if you go back and look at Jalen at Alabama, because he often, I mean, he's talked about this, right? He had to change offensive coordinators all the time. They left. They got head coaching jobs. And then the same thing has happened in the NFL. Steichen and Brian Johnson and now another one here. it usually takes him like a month to start playing his best football. I wonder how long it's going to take Hurts this year to play his best football, because they might need it to beat the Packers tomorrow. They may, they might need a lot out of him tomorrow.
Well, I think tomorrow, Joe, and the way that I look at tomorrow's game, is you just need to be smart. And what I mean by that is get a ball to the playmakers. If you're not there, like say, for instance, Jalen Gould's out there and he doesn't have a great day throwing the ball. That's fine, like throwing the ball deep. That's fine. Get a ball to the running back. Let him do the work. I mean, hell, he's chomping at the bit. Best offensive line this man has ever ran behind. I'm curious to see what he looks like behind a real offensive line, because everybody's been talking about it all offseason, the fact that Saquon Barkley is finally behind a competent offensive line and wondering what he could do if he has a good offensive line. So, hell, if Jalen's struggling a little bit, give the ball to the running back. Let the running back have to save the day. Just win the game, man. Listen, this offense does not have to be the offense that's getting ready for the Super Bowl in December. Be an offense that's good enough to win the day. We see it in college football all the time. Hell, Boston College just beat the brakes off of Florida State.
They did with Castellanos.
Castellanos at quarterback. Like, come on, man. That defensive end for Boston College, Ukanua or whatever his name is, boy, he was over there eating. That whole defensive line for Boston College was eating. So you go into a game like that, you just want to win the game, man. You just want to win the game. Like, you don't have to be fancy. Do enough, because when you talk about Boston College, just using them as a frame of reference, they ran for like 200 yards. They ran, no, 300 yards.
They ran all over them.
Yeah, and the only reason they didn't run for 300 yards was because they had a couple kneel downs at the end of the game.
So I'm with you in that, you know, you don't have to be Superman every week. He doesn't have to be Superman. But each game calls for something different, right?
Like, yeah.
They could be 3 weeks from now when they play the Saints. They might be able to win that game 20-17. The Saints look like they're not a very good team.
Mm-hmm.
The first two games, though, Hugh, they might need their offense, and you said this a lot, to carry the day, because I'm not sure where this defense is at. Vic Fangio's not sure. And I, you know, we had a listener here with us, came up during a break, asked about the over-under in the game. I think we're having a high-scoring game tomorrow night, which means they might have to score 30 tomorrow night to win this game.
I believe that to be the case too, Joe, but at the same time, I would not be surprised if it wasn't. Because let me tell you what we all know for a fact. Neither one of these defensive coordinators are familiar. Like, both of these defenses that are playing tomorrow night are fairly new.
Yeah, and young.
In the concepts.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So it might be a high-scoring game. It might be a tight game. It might be a game with quarterbacks being blitzed all over the place, trying to throw everybody off the timing. Hell, it might be a tight game. Who knows? But I'll tell you this. The way that both of these teams play, it would not surprise me if these quarterbacks' timing are off just a little bit, and the running backs take the center stage, front stage.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the Green Bay run, but they signed Josh Jacobs this offseason.
Yeah.
Both these teams paid a lot of money for new running backs. We have, man, the amount of offensive skill players that can play in this game.
No, it's gonna be phenomenal, man. It's gonna be a lot of checking down to the back. It might be a backapalooza.
It could
just
be.
Made that up. Backapalooza.
That's a new
yeah,
one.
Yeah. That might be the game. You know what I mean?
Is that your fantasy name? Backapalooza?
Backapalooza. I didn't even change my name. I forgot my name is Hughes something. I forgot.
By the way, we had our WIP fantasy draft last night.
Yeah, Kyle kept me abreast. I could care less.
You guys like your team?
I mean, the Kyle likes it. Yes. I love it.
It's better than yours.
I'm not sure about that. Why? Because the
voting audience, yeah.
I don't care about those people
know ball, Joe.
Mm, ball don't lie.
Are you upset that I got Bijan Robinson, Kyle?
No.
You might be.
No.
He's your guy.
I mean, our team. Like, I'm a team guy, and I know Hugh wasn't necessarily a Bijan guy, so, you know.
Man, I felt attacked.
I just feel like
we didn't need a running back.
No, we're in this together, yeah. And it's not the running backs aren't as important in this league because there's a lot of receivers, two flex spots. So I feel like we built a smart team that's a winner.
Yeah, your team's fine. I mean,
it's better than yours. So what does that make yours?
I disagree. You're weak at tight end. You're relying on old man Derrick Henry.
Tight ends don't matter. You picked two defenses, dude.
You got two defenses, Joe?
Yeah, come on, man. What are you thinking?
I got Kansas City and I got Texas.
That might not have been. Might not have been a bad idea.
It's an awful idea.
Why?
Because defenses are like the least least valuable thing in our fantasy. It is like you have a chance to take a flyer on a guy that could end up being a Puka Nacua from last year. Instead, you got Kansas City's defense. You're gonna have to drop when they have a bye week, and then someone's gonna take it from you.
Yeah, I will find Puka Nacua on the waiver wire.
You're screwed.
The season.
You're screwed,
I'm not
buddy.
Dropping my defense.
It's a waste of a pick.
Those players aren't even drafted every year. No one, everyone thinks they know who the sleeper is.
I drafted Puka last year.
Puka.
Well, I picked him up in a league, and
so,
I didn't have me win.
Shows you about my drafting prowess.
By the way, of the three of us, who has won the WIP League two of the last 4 years?
I was only in it last year, so congratulations.
Well, then the
now
answer
I'm coming
is
for you, buddy.
Not you. All right, let's go to Jack, who's up next. What's up, Jack?
That wasn't cool.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Jack. What's
How
up?
How are you, bud?
Good, Jack. What are you thinking, buddy?
Well, first, my condolences to you around your son. I think the world of you, and I didn't get to convey this to you until now, so I'm doing so.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think it's wonderful what they're doing in your son's memory. So,
thank you.
Let's say that. I don't know if you guys know this. I told Kyle we live in the world of wildfires and what it's really like. When I saw what was happening in Brazil a week ago, I get really smart and flip this back to the link and call the whole thing off. So they better have a lot of oxygen for those players. But I think this game is going to turn into like a scrimmage kind of game, because within the first quarter, they are all going to be dog-ass tired. You can't do anything outside around a wildfire. Nothing. I went surfing in the middle of a wildfire, and it was 40 miles away, and I couldn't breathe in the ocean. I can't imagine how guys are going to play football with 100,000 people in the stands who aren't even supposed to be outside. So this is like an NFL money grab, man.
Well, that's what it is. And the reality is, it's going to take something extraordinary. I think we're even past that now for them to move this game. I mean, the game is tomorrow. They're not going to move it. And it would have taken something extraordinary. And, Jack, maybe that they should have, but we all know this. They're all in. They don't care.
You remember when the Ravens came to Philly and the vet was all weirded out?
Yeah, he was part of that game.
Yeah, I know. So they said, no, we're not playing this game. And I think that, like, if it's as bad as a wildfire can get, and this is like the wildfire here was huge, it's a tenth of the size of the one in Brazil. Okay? We're talking... they said it was as big as the country of Italy. Okay.
Say what?
The country of Italy. That's how big this wildfire is.
It's significant. I mean, the air quality is obviously the concern.
Well,
but
Joe, they were telling people a week ago you can't go outside, and we live that here. So I know the reality of this, and you don't go play football.
Well, I'm not against you on this. I just know they're not moving the game, Jack. I mean, that the reality is they're not moving that game. Jack, we appreciate it. I was just trying to check in on the air quality levels in mm-hmm. Sao Paulo. I'm not – because I'm getting different things here. They're not moving the game. I mean, unless
– No, it's a wrap. This game is happening.
It's tomorrow.
Now, the best you can hope for is nothing too egregious happens tomorrow. I mean, that's it, because this is happening. This is – we're already what they call the 25th hour.
Yeah, we've gone so far past the NFL. I mean
– Yeah, so y'all –
they play games on Wednesdays because of COVID. Remember that?
Yeah.
Wednesdays.
Hey, all y'all complaining about Brazil, y'all about a year too late. So just let it go and watch the game just like the rest of us. Y'all wait till the day before the game to call in complaining.
Yeah.
Like this the most – like we've been talking about this for weeks, right? Y'all call in today complaining about Sunday ticket.
Because it's real now.
No.
Now
it's been real. It was real when they announced it.
I agree with you, but it's real everywhere
now. Get your priorities in order.
All right, this show presented by T-Mobile.
Wait a minute. It's a wrap? We gone?
No. We're still going. This
see segment. You.
I got a little nervous. I was like, wait a minute. What's going on? I got a lot more to say.
Hugh is about to get up and leave. This segment, excuse me, not more than just the show, because I think we're going to lose Hugh, sponsored by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, so we found out Elliot unable to join us today.
Uh-oh.
Because the players are speaking down. He's not
speaking of a jerk.
Oh, Elliot Short Parks. Did you think Elliot got in trouble?
I thought they took Elliot's phone. Because Elliot been doing some reckless tweeting.
Oh, is there a theory that Elliot's actually in jail?
No, you know, Elliot, I saw Elliot take a picture on the steps with his wife. He was with his lovely wife, and they took some pictures. That was the most, like, I've been kind of watching Elliot's page. That's the most pictures that he's taken since he's been there. Mm-hmm. So I kind of figured when you're talking about he wasn't coming on, he probably got a
chance. It's suspicious, for sure.
It definitely suspicious.
As a station, do we bail Elliot out of Brazilian jail? Does Odyssey pony up for Elliot?
It might benefit us to leave him in there for a little while.
I was thinking the same thing. We'll make it a whole day of programming before we get him out. All right, before we go any further here, should we unveil our midday show Super Bowl bubble? Should we do this?
Put my piece of paper in.
Let's do this. All right, here's what we're going to do. So the three of us have each written down a number of teams. I don't know if we're all going to have the same number, but probably in the same range. A number of teams we think can actually win the Super Bowl. And then we'll go through them. And we'll see who the common ones. Let's say
common denominators.
The common 7 or 8 or 9. We'll see how many there are.
I did 10.
I have 10 too. We'll see how many Kyle has. But we'll see which ones we all have. And if we all have them, that means they are officially in the midday show Super Bowl bubble. All right, Hugh, why don't you go first? Give us the 10
teams. Oh, you want me to go first?
You're up first. The 10 teams you believe can win Super Bowl 59 this year.
So I had 10, like I said, because I felt like I was omitting one team from the AFC, and I wanted to keep it balanced. So I'm going to go to NFC first. Obviously, I feel like the Eagles are going to make it. The Detroit Lions, this is in no particular order, by the way. San Francisco 49ers, Green Bay Packers, and the one team that I picked that people might laugh at, Atlanta Falcons.
So I didn't have them, but I don't think it's an insane one.
They're in a winnable division.
Yeah, they're favorite to win their division.
And they have, when you talk about some of the weapons that they have, they got first-rounders all over the place because they've been drafting high in the draft the last couple years. And then, you know, Kirk Cousins, when you talk about him and when he's healthy, he's been a playoff quarterback. So, you know, under the right circumstances, in the right division, you know, anything is possible. All right, then out of the NFC.
AFC.
Oh, I said the NFC. I said it. Yeah, okay. AFC, my bad. You know, again, I got excited. Okay, out of the AFC. Thank you, Joe. Got the Kansas City Chiefs, Cincinnati Bengals, the Baltimore Ravens, the Buffalo Bills, and the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
Yes. You know, that was a little bit of Ohio love there. The Cleveland Browns had really good defense. They didn't have a quarterback last year. Hopefully, they've kind of fixed that. Big Creepy is a quarterback. They got famous Jameis over there. So, there's no telling. Their defense played really well. If they had a better quarterback play down the stretch, ain't no telling how far the Cleveland Browns could have went.
All right, so Hugh has 10 teams in his Super Bowl bubble. Here is mine. I have a few differences than yours, but a lot of similarities. Eagles, Packers, Lions, 49ers. Those were my only NFC teams. I actually had 6 in the AFC, only 4 in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
So Eagles, Packers, Lions, Niners are my NFC teams.
I know, obviously, the Chiefs.
My AFC teams, the Chiefs, the Bengals,
mm-hmm.
the Bills, the Ravens, though I think the Ravens could take a step back this year off the number one seed last year. And then the two other ones I had, the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
And I put a team in that I'm usually very skeptical on, and I still am, but they have the bones of it. They have a great receiver. They have a great running back.
The Jets.
I put them in.
I think
if it all goes right, the Jets could be very good.
You know what's funny, Joe? I try to keep my balance, but I can't argue with either two of those.
There's
either two of those. Yeah.
All right, so that's my group. So now we get Kyle's, and then we'll figure out which ones we all had. Go ahead.
I'll give you the real list of teams that can win the Super Bowl.
Okay, this is the real list.
Yes. I also had 4 teams from the NFC.
Okay.
The Eagles, the Lions, the Niners, and the Rams.
Mm.
Even without Aaron Donald.
Even without Aaron Donald.
Okay.
Yep. I got the Rams.
So now give us your AFC teams.
Notice the Packers and Cowboys are not in that mix.
Yeah, we're all with you on the Packers.
You think they're
the Cowboys.
Yeah, the Packers are one of the most overrated teams going into the NFL this year.
I hope you're right tomorrow. All right, go ahead. AFC.
Chiefs, obvious. I have the Texans. I have the Colts, man. I thought about it. Yeah, I like that. I also have a lot of fantasy stock in Anthony Richardson, so I'm thinking he's going to have a big year. Shane Steichen has led enough a team offensively to the Super Bowl just, you know, a couple years ago, so I have the Colts up there. Baltimore and Cincinnati, I agree with you guys. Buffalo, too, they're always in the mix, but don't sleep on the Dolphins, man. I think they're going to be right up there, too.
Step back season.
No.
Step back
season. Hugh, you didn't even have them making the playoffs. You have no read on the Dolphins whatsoever.
I was right.
No, you weren't. They went to the playoffs.
They
were
froze.
Definitively incorrect.
And they lost in the first game, so I technically, in a roundabout way, I was right.
No.
Man, that's moving
that's
the line.
That's not out there. What are you talking about?
In a roundabout way, I was dead on. They made the playoffs and went
home. Playoffs. Well, they went, but they lost.
The best spin doctor in the world, dude.
Hey, listen, I've been here a year. I learned from the best.
That is peak WIP spin. I was wrong, but I was really right, guys. You guys were wrong.
In a roundabout way.
Okay, so the official midday show Super Bowl bubble, the eight teams that we all agree on, Eagles, Lions, 49ers, Bills, Chiefs, Bengals, Ravens. That's actually seven because you didn't have the Texans, right?
No, I did not.
So they're out. So Eagles, Lions, Niners, Bills, Chiefs, Bengals, Ravens. That is the midday show Super Bowl bubble to start the NFL season.
That's thin.
What's that?
That's kind of thin. There's fewer teams than I thought would be.
Yeah, well, there's three different minds trying to work together here. That's not surprising. We all couldn't agree. All right, on the other side, we'll finish with your phone calls here. We got to pick a winner, and we'll tell you our official Super Bowl predictions. You heard our bubbles. We each give you our Super Bowl matchup for Super Bowl 59 down in New Orleans, and we'll wrap up with a big NFL prediction. Season starts tonight. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. It's the Midday Show live from the Chesapeake Inn, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We are live today from the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Incredible place. We're broadcast here doing the show until 2 o'clock. Come on down. Have some lunch. And we're giving away a $50 gift card here. ChesapeakeInn.com for details when you want to visit. $50 gift card today. Best answer we get to the boldest Eagles prediction. I mean, you started us off with Bryce Huff breaking the all-time sacks record in a season in the NFL. And a lot
you said bold, brother.
Well, that's bold. I mean, you can't win the gift card. You realize that, right?
No, I can't.
You're ineligible.
But you know, I just felt like being frisky. It's football Thursday.
It does feel like a Friday, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. As a matter of fact, I was like, man, can't even get no drinks tonight because it's football. I got to go to work in the morning.
We have a long
got a long weekend.
Woo,
we got a lot to do.
We do. So tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow we'll be doing our show as normal 10 to 2, and then pregame tomorrow night from the link, 6 o'clock, 6 to 8, leading into the game. And then, Hugh, we haven't even told the audience yet. We're working an extra day this week.
Yes, we are. We're working Saturday.
Saturday morning.
Early Saturday morning after the game.
We'll be on.
To talk about some football. We get a chance to process what we saw Friday night.
So we thought, as a station, it'd be kind of weird if the Eagles played a game and we weren't on to talk about it. Not just us, but, you know.
Everybody.
Everybody. You know, on Saturday, because the game's Friday, and then we won't be back until Monday. So, eight to 10 on Saturday, we'll be on live with Howard Eskin, by the way, because we're kind of invading Howard's show.
Yeah,
we're taking over
his space.
Yeah, we're taking over Howard's show. He'll be with us 8 to 10 on Saturday morning, breaking down the game. And then I believe Spike and Ike are on from 10 to 1. So a lot going on this weekend as we get set for the start of the NFL season. All right, coming up in about 25 minutes, we're going to give our Super Bowl predictions for the season because this thing kicks off tonight, and we're going to create the Midday Show Super Bowl bubble. How many teams do the three of us actually think have a chance to win the Super Bowl? We'll find out that coming up in about 20 minutes. Elliot from Brazil and a few. First, though, the phones. Bam in Upper Darby. Hey, Bam. Bam.
Oh.
You do. Way to get on Kyle's bad side.
I mean, come on.
Cody in West Philadelphia is definitely ready. What's up, Cody?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to preface this, right? We're talking about the Eagles' expectations of Jalen Hurts and the season overall. I'm personally, you know, I die and live for the Phillies, but I'm not a big Eagles guy. I grew up a Cowboys fan, and nowadays I'm just a depressed and lost football fan because that franchise is cooked.
So have you given up on the Cowboys?
Oh, years ago. I watch most games, but it's a hard watch, you know.
So are you?
It ain't too late to come on. We'll invite you.
Yeah,
you come on in, man.
It sounds like you're becoming an Eagles fan if you haven't admitted it to yourself yet. I mean, you're calling WIP. You're talking about Jalen Hurts. It's just come on in.
It's a good place to be, dog.
I listen to a lot of WIP, but I feel uncomfortable joining the Eagles while they're good. Whenever they are bad in 10 years, I'll hop on. I don't want to be like a bandwagon fan or nothing like that.
You know
that,
what, dog? Let me tell you what we're gonna do. Like, since I'm an Eagles Hall of Fame, you ain't got to tell nobody. Just we'll you know, get you a jersey, get you a T-shirt. And just be a quiet fan. You don't have to be out there rah-rahing and talking about how long you've been an Eagles fan. Just get you a T-shirt, man.
I kind of respect it that you're waiting, but I got to tell you, they're not bad very often, Cody. With Howie here, it's like, they, you know, once in a while there's a down year, but like, you might be waiting a while for the
come
bad
on,
year.
Come on in, dog. Come on in.
Yeah. Well, my prediction for this year is Jalen Hurts is the NFC MVP. I think he's going to lead my fantasy dynasty team to glory over the next 4 years. And I'm very much looking forward to it. I think the Eagles are going to have a great year. I think the Cowboys are going to take a step back. And I think that Kellen Moore is going to be really, really great for the Eagles. I thought he was great for the Cowboys, and it's going to be an interesting season.
Well, it is. And he was – I thought he was good for them, too. And, Cody, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, Cody's basically an Eagles fan.
Yeah, he's coming around.
He hasn't admitted it yet.
He's just worried about what people are going to say about him. But, you know, people talk about people every day. You could just be one of the folks that get talked about all the time. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, life's way better if you don't worry what people are saying about you. Yeah. Just don't worry about it. Do your thing. So there is an extreme amount of confidence we're hearing today, Hugh, about Jalen Hurts. I think we've only had a couple people all day say there's some skepticism on him playing at a really high level this year. I'm excited to see how quickly he gets to whatever he's going to be this year. I think he's going to play well, and I think he's going to have a good season. The question is for me, how quickly can he do it in Kellen Moore's offense? Because if you go back and look at Jalen at Alabama, because he's talked about this, right? He had to change offensive coordinators all the time. They left. They got head coaching jobs. They moved. And then the same thing has happened in the NFL. Steichen and Brian Johnson and now another one here. It usually takes him like a month to start playing his best football. I wonder how long it's going to take Hurts this year to play his best football, because they might need it to beat the Packers tomorrow. They might need a lot out of him tomorrow.
Well, I think tomorrow, Joe, and the way that I look at tomorrow's game, is you just need to be smart. And what I mean by that is get a ball to the playmakers. If you're not there, like say, for instance, Jalen goes out there and he doesn't have a great day throwing the ball. That's fine. Like throwing the ball deep. That's fine. Get a ball to the running back. Let him do the work. I mean, hell, he's chomping at the bit. Best offensive line this man has ever ran behind. I'm curious to see what he looks like behind a real offensive line, because everybody's been talking about it all offseason, the fact that Saquon Barkley is finally behind a competent offensive line and wondering what he could do if he has a good offensive line. So, hell, if Jalen's struggling a little bit, give the ball to the running back. Let the running back have to save the day. Just win the game, man. Listen, this offense does not have to be the offense that's getting ready for the Super Bowl in December. Be an offense that's good enough to win the day. We see it in college football all the time. Hell, Boston College just beat the brakes off of Florida State.
They did with Castellanos.
Castellanos at quarterback. Like, come on, man. That defensive end for Boston College, Ukanua or whatever his name is, boy, he was over there eating. That whole defensive line for Boston College was eating. So you go into a game like that, you just want to win the game, man. You just want to win the game. Like, you don't have to be fancy. Do enough. Because when you talk about Boston College, just using them as a frame of reference, they ran for like 200 yards. They ran, no, 300 yards.
They ran all over them.
Yeah, and the only reason they didn't run for 300 yards was because they had a couple kneel downs at the end of the game.
So I'm with you in that, you know, you don't have to be Superman every week. He doesn't have to be Superman. But each game calls for something different, right?
Like, yeah.
They could be 3 weeks from now when they play the Saints. They might be able to win that game 20-17. The Saints look like they're not a very good team.
Mm-hmm.
The first two games, though, Hugh, that they might need their offense, and you said this a lot, to carry the day, because I'm not sure where this defense is at. Vic Fangio's not sure. And I, you know, we had a listener here with us, came up during a break, asked about the over-under in the game. I think we're having a high-scoring game tomorrow night, which means they might have to score 30 tomorrow night to win this game.
I believe that to be the case too, Joe, but at the same time, I would not be surprised if it wasn't. Because let me tell you what we all know for a fact. Neither one of these defensive coordinators are familiar. Like, both of these defenses that are playing tomorrow night are fairly new.
Yeah, and young.
In the concepts.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So it might be a high-scoring game. It might be a tight game. It might be a game with quarterbacks being blitzed all over the place, trying to throw everybody off the timing. Hell, it might be a tight game. Who knows? But I'll tell you this. The way that both of these teams play, it would not surprise me if – these quarterbacks' timing are off just a little bit, and the running backs take the center stage, front stage.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the Green Bay running back. They signed Josh Jacobs this offseason.
Yeah.
Both these teams paid a lot of money for new running backs. We have man, the amount of offensive skill players that can play in this game.
No, it's gonna be phenomenal, man. It's gonna be a lot of checking down to the back. It might be a backapalooza.
It could
just
be.
Just made that up. Backapalooza.
That's a new
one. Yeah, it might be. That might be the game. You know what I mean?
Is that
it
your
might
fantasy be some, name? Backapalooza?
Backapalooza. I didn't even change my name. I forgot my name is Hughes something. I forgot.
By the way, we had our WIP fantasy draft last night.
Yeah, Kyle kept me abreast. I could care less.
You guys like your team?
I mean, Kyle likes it. Yes. I love it.
It's better than yours.
I'm not sure about that. Why? Because the
voting audience, yeah.
I don't care.
Those people know ball, Joe.
Ball don't lie.
Were you upset that I got Bijan Robinson, Kyle?
No.
You might be.
No.
He's your guy.
I mean, our team, like, I'm a team guy, and I know Hugh wasn't necessarily a Bijan guy, so. You know,
man, that's not, I felt attacked.
I just feel like
we didn't need a running back.
No, we're in this together, yeah. And it's not the running backs aren't as important in this league because there's a lot of receivers, two flex spots. So I feel like we built a smart team that's a winner.
Yeah, your team's fine. I mean,
it's better than yours. So what does that make yours?
I disagree. You're weak at tight end. You're relying on old man Derrick Henry.
Tight ends don't matter. You picked two defenses, dude.
You got two defenses, Joe?
Yeah, come on, man. What are you thinking?
I got Kansas City.
You know what?
That
might not have been. Might not have been a bad idea.
It's an awful idea.
Why?
Because defenses are like the least valuable thing in our
go.
No, in fantasy it is. Like you have a chance to take a flyer on a guy that could end up being a Puka Nacua from last year. Instead you got Kansas City's defense you're gonna have to drop when they have a bye week and then someone's gonna take it from you.
Yeah, I will find Puka Nacua on the waiver
wire
for the season.
You're screwed,
I'm not
buddy.
Dropping my defense.
It's a waste
Puka
of a pick.
Those players aren't even drafted every year. Everyone thinks they know who the sleeper is.
I drafted Puka last year.
Puka.
Well, I picked him up in a league, and
I
had me win.
Shows all you about my drafting prowess.
By the way, of the three of us, who has won the WIP League two of the last 4 years?
I was only in it last year, so congratulations.
Well, then the
now
answer
I'm coming
is
for you, buddy.
Not you. All right, let's go to Jack, who's up next. What's up, Jack?
That wasn't cool.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Jack. What's
How
up?
How are you, bud?
Good, Jack. What are you thinking, buddy?
Well, first, my condolences to you around your son. I think the world of you, and I didn't get to convey this to you until now, so I'm doing so.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think it's wonderful what they're doing in your son's memory. So,
thank you.
Let's say that. I don't know if you guys know this. I told Kyle we live in the world of wildfires and what it's really like. When I saw what was happening in Brazil a week ago, I get really smart and flipped this back to the link and called the whole thing off. So they better have a lot of oxygen for those players. But I think this game is going to turn into like a scrimmage kind of game because within the first quarter, they are all going to be dog-ass tired. You can't do anything outside around a wildfire. Nothing. I went surfing in the middle of a wildfire, and it was 40 miles away, and I couldn't breathe in the ocean. I can't imagine how guys are going to play football with 100,000 people in the stands who aren't even supposed to be outside. So this is like an NFL money grab, man.
Well, that's what it is. And what the reality is, it's going to take something extraordinary. I think we're even past that now for them to move this game. I mean, the game is tomorrow. They're not going to move it. And it would have taken something extraordinary. And, Jack, maybe they should have, but we all know this. They're all in. They don't care.
You remember when the Ravens came to Philly and the vet was all weirded out?
Yeah, he was part of that game.
Yeah, I know. So they said, no, we're not playing this game. And I think that, like, if it's as bad as a wildfire can get, and this is like the wildfire here was huge, it's a tenth of the size of the one in Brazil. Okay? We're talking... they said it was as big as the country of Italy. Okay.
Say what?
The
country of Italy. That's how big this wildfire is.
It's significant. I mean, the air quality is obviously the concern.
Well,
but
Joe,
Like, they were telling people a week ago, you can't go outside. And we live that here. So I know the reality of this. And you don't go play football.
Well, I'm not against you on this. I just know they're not moving the game, Jack. I mean, that the reality is they're not moving that game. Jack, we appreciate it. I was just trying to check in on the air quality levels in Sao Paulo. I'm not – because I'm getting different things here. They're not moving the game. I mean, unless –
No, it's a wrap. This game is happening.
It's tomorrow.
Now, the best you can hope for is nothing too egregious happens tomorrow. I mean, that's it, because this is happening. This is – we're already what they call the 25th hour.
Yeah, we've gone so far past the NFL. I mean,
yeah. So y'all,
they play games on Wednesdays because of COVID. Remember that?
Yeah.
Wednesdays.
Hey, all y'all complaining about Brazil, y'all about a year too late. So just let it go, and watch the game just like the rest of us. Y'all wait till the day before the game to call in complaining.
Yeah,
we've been talking about this for weeks, right? Y'all call in today. Complaining about Sunday ticket.
Because it's real now.
No.
Now
it's been real. It was real when they announced it.
I know. I agree with you. But it's real everyone
now. Get your priorities in order.
All right. This show presented by T-Mobile.
Wait a minute. It's a wrap? We gone?
No. We're still going. This
yep, see you.
I got a little nervous. Hey, wait a minute. What's going on? I got a lot more to say.
Hugh was about to get up and leave. This segment, not more than just the show, because I think we're going to lose Hugh. Sponsored by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, so we found out Elliot unable to join us today.
Uh-oh.
Because the players are speaking down. He's not in
trouble. Of a jerk.
Oh, Elliot Sharp Parks. Did you think Elliot got in trouble?
I thought they took Elliot's phone. Because Elliot been doing some reckless tweeting.
Is your theory that Elliot's actually in jail?
No, you know, Elliot, I saw Elliot take a picture on the steps with his wife. He was with his lovely wife, and they took some pictures. That was the most, I've been kind of watching Elliot's page. That's the most pictures that he's taken since he's been there. Mm-hmm. So I kind of figured when you're talking about he wasn't coming on, he probably got a chance.
It's suspicious, for sure.
Yeah, definitely suspicious.
As a station, do we bail Elliot out of Brazilian jail? Does Odyssey pony up for Elliot?
It might benefit us to leave him in there for a little while.
I was thinking the same thing. We'll make it a whole day of programming before we get him out. All right, before we go any further here, should we unveil our midday show Super Bowl bubble? Should we do this?
Put my piece of paper in.
Let's do this. All right, here's what we're going to do. So the three of us have each written down a number of teams. I don't know if we're all going to have the same number, but probably in the same range. A number of teams we think can actually win the Super Bowl. And then we'll go through them. And we'll see who the common ones. Let's say
common denominators.
The common 7 or 8 or 9. We'll see how many there are.
I did 10.
I have 10 too. We'll see how many Kyle has. But we'll see which ones we all have. And if we all have them, that means they are officially in the midday show Super Bowl bubble. All right, Hugh, why don't you go first? Give us the 10 teams.
Oh, you want me to go first?
You're up first. The 10 teams you believe can win Super Bowl 59 this year.
So I had 10, like I said, because I felt like I was omitting one team from the AFC, and I wanted to keep it balanced. So I'm going to go to NFC first. Obviously, I feel like the Eagles are going to make it. The Detroit Lions, this is in no particular order, by the way. San Francisco 49ers, Green Bay Packers, and the one team that I picked that people might laugh at, Atlanta Falcons.
So I didn't have them, but I don't think it's an insane one.
They're in a winnable division.
Yeah, they're favorite to win their division.
And they have, when you talk about some of the weapons that they have, they got first-rounders all over the place because they've been drafting high in the draft the last couple years. And then, you know, Kirk Cousins, when you talk about him and when he's healthy, he's been a playoff quarterback. So, you know, under the right circumstances, in the right division, you know, anything is possible. All right, then out of the NFC.
AFC.
Oh, I said NFC. AFC, my bad. You know, I got excited. Okay, out of the AFC. Thank you, Joe. Got the Kansas City Chiefs, Cincinnati Bengals, the Baltimore Ravens, the Buffalo Bills, and the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
Yes, you know, that was a little bit of Ohio love there. You know, the Cleveland Browns had really good defense. They didn't have a quarterback last year. Hopefully they've kind of fixed that. Big Creepy is a quarterback. They got famous Jameis over there. So there's no telling. Their defense played really well. If they had a better quarterback play down the stretch, ain't no telling how far the Cleveland Browns could have went.
All right, so Hugh has 10 teams in his Super Bowl bubble. Here is mine. I have a few differences than yours, but a lot of similarities. Eagles, Packers, Lions, 49ers. Those were my only NFC teams. I actually had 6 in the AFC, only 4 in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
So Eagles, Packers, Lions, Niners are my NFC teams.
I know, obviously, the Chiefs.
My AFC teams, the Chiefs, the Bengals, the Bills, the Ravens, though I think the Ravens could take a step back this year off the number one seed last year. And then the two other ones I had, the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
And I put a team in that I'm usually very skeptical on, and I still am, but they have the bones of it. They have a great receiver. They have a great running back.
The Jets.
I put them in.
I think
if it all goes right, the Jets could be
very good. You know what's funny, Joe? I try to keep my balance, but I can't argue with either two of those.
There's
either two of those. Yeah.
All right, so that's my group. So now we get Kyle's, and then we'll figure out which ones we all had. Go ahead.
So I'll give you the real list of teams that can win the Super Bowl.
Oh, this is the real list.
Yes. I also had four teams from the NFC.
Okay.
The Eagles, the Lions, the Niners, and the Rams.
Even without Aaron Donald.
Even without Aaron Donald.
Okay.
Yep. I got the Rams.
So now give us your AFC teams.
Notice the Packers and Cowboys are not in that mix.
We're all with you on the Packers.
You think they're
the Cowboys.
Yeah,
the Packers are one of the most overrated teams going into the NFL this year.
I hope you're right tomorrow. All right, go ahead. AFC.
AFC. Chiefs, obvious. I have the Texans. I have the Colts, man. I thought about it. Yeah, I like that. I also have a lot of fantasy stock in Anthony Richardson, so I'm thinking he's going to have a big year. Shane Steichen has led a team offensively to the Super Bowl just a couple years ago, so I have the Colts up there. Baltimore and Cincinnati, I agree with you guys. Buffalo, too, they're always in the mix, but don't sleep on the Dolphins, man. I think they're going to be right up there, too.
Step back season.
No.
Step back
season. Hugh, you didn't even have them making the playoffs. You have no read on the Dolphins whatsoever.
I was right.
No, you weren't. They went to the playoffs.
They froze.
Were definitively incorrect.
And they lost in the first game, so technically, in a roundabout way, I was right.
No.
Man, that's moving
that's
the line.
That's not out there. What are you talking about?
In a roundabout way, I was dead on. They
I
made the playoffs
they
and went
the playoffs.
Home.
Well, they went, but they lost.
You are the best spin doctor in the
that
world,
is,
dude.
Hey, listen, I've been here a year. I learned from the best.
That is peak WIP spin. I was wrong, but I was really right, guys. You guys were wrong.
In a roundabout way.
Okay, so the official midday show Super Bowl Bubble, the eight teams that we all agree on, Eagles, Lions, 49ers, Bills, Chiefs, Bengals, Ravens. That's actually seven because you didn't have the Texans, right?
No, I did not.
So they're out. So Eagles, Lions, Niners, Bills, Chiefs, Bengals, Ravens. That is the midday show Super Bowl bubble to start the NFL season.
That's thin.
What's that?
That's kind of thin. There's fewer teams than I thought would be.
Yeah, well, there's three different minds trying to work together here. That's not surprising. We all couldn't agree. All right, on the other side, we'll finish with your phone calls here. We got to pick a winner, and we'll tell you our official Super Bowl predictions. You heard our bubbles. We each give you our Super Bowl matchup for Super Bowl 59 down in New Orleans, and we'll wrap up with a big NFL prediction. Season starts tonight. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. It's the Midday Show live from the Chesapeake Inn, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.